You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Thank you, sir. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence raining down. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your life that you've shared for us. We thank you in advance for everything that you purpose to do today. We stand ready. We stand prepared. We stand in your presence because that's the best place to be. That's the safe place to be. That's where we need to stay, and we get to go there because you're on the inside of us. So, Father, we just say thank you. We just say have your way. We are ready to receive what you have for us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Listening for instructions. Anybody here listen for instructions? Thank you, Wayne, for that praise. Holy Spirit rain down. So he's raining down healing right now. He's raining down healing right now. He's raining down the ability to forgive right now. So if you need to forgive somebody, I'm not even going to ask you to come up because, see, some people won't come up. So he wants to make it convenient for you. How convenient is it just to stand up and say the forgiveness prayer? Is that pretty convenient? Raise your hand. You think that's convenient? Okay. All right. I see you. I see you, Banana. I know you glad. Guys, you ever hear somebody you like to pick on because they like to be picked on? That's Banana. Y'all don't know what she do to me on the outside. I got to have security to get to my car. But anyway, let me talk about the rain there. So see, I put her in forgiveness prayer. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. So stand up if you need to forgive somebody. I'm not going to ask you to come up to the front. I'm going to lead you in the prayer. You just repeat after me. Glory to God. So we know God know what he's doing, don't he? I'm going to give you a second wave. You got another chance. Stand on up if you need to forgive. Because it's three more people. You know how God tracks numbers, don't he? All right? So just pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive. And say the person's name. You're the only one that can hear it. So I thank you in advance. You gave me the increase, the peace, to forgive them. So since I've forgiven them, I forfeit my right to seek revenge or to hold on to any anger, bitterness, or resentment. I thank you for healing my damaged emotion. I desire to see and love them the way you do, through the fruit of the Spirit, of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, temperance, meekness. Against such, there is no law. Thank you for healing my damaged emotion, for causing me to be the person you designed me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Just go ahead and feel it on the inside. You can sit back down. Just feel it on the inside. He's talking to you. And listen to what he's saying to you. I'm gonna check on you on that one. What is he saying to you? Because he talks fast. Just listen on the inside. It's a still small voice. It's a still small word. And that word is what he's building on. So if you heard something on the inside, just slip up your hand. I'll call on you this time. I see some of y'all hold your hand real tight so it won't go up. That won't work. It won't work. Ain't calling no name. See, Heidi? Okay. I got two right here. Not who did you forgive, but what did you forgive them for? What did you forgive them for? You got to say the name or not.
Well, I was offended them.
Okay.
And their actions.
Okay, all right. Okay, appreciate your honesty. All right. And what did he give you in return?
Kindness,
okay.
That's what I need to show.
Okay, glory to God. Okay, all right. Yes, ma'am. See how easy that was, y'all? And great. Oh. Mm. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thanks for sharing.
I gave away.
Go ahead and feel it. It's just, you can cry, because that thing was tough.
The person offended me for demanding me to get over something, the time frame that they want me to get over.
Okay, all right.
And God gave me peace.
Okay.
And he told me that you take the time that you need.
Okay. Okay.
To heal.
Okay. You receive it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? What is it? One-sided? Okay. Anyway. Okay. I got somebody back here. Okay. Yes, sir.
I gave away the ability to not be able to speak. Okay. And so he gave me wings.
Gave you wings? That's what I heard, right?
Yes.
Okay, amen. So you ready to fly?
Yes, sir.
You ready to go to the next level?
Yes, sir.
That's what you need wings for. Y'all do know that if you need to get from here to California, you don't drive, you fly. You got it? Okay, amen. All right, what's under your spiritual hood? That's what I want to know. What's under your spiritual hood? Oh, we got to do open confession. Okay, thank you. All right. Now you clicking, I'm clicking. Y'all click on then. All right, y'all ready? Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bury my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself that block my growth and intimacy with God and others, be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am.
I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says a wise man sees danger and hides himself. I just heard on the inside, people having a challenge with, if loving you is hurting me, I got to change. That's a Bible verse that says that. Because if I'm waiting on my life to be good because of you, because I'm still waiting on you to forgive. I'm still waiting on you to ask for forgiveness. So I'm on hold because I'm waiting on you. What happens if you don't decide to change? See, the biggest thing, when I deal with people dealing with someone passed in the family, grief, then what I do is I go after grief, because grief keeps trying to play back what I should have done. And I take them to a place of not grabbing on to regret. You understand? Because grief works with regret. And what it does is it'll take you and it'll keep getting you to play that same scenario. I should have, if only I had. If I had checked, maybe I would have found them alive. And it goes back to that place, and these guys work together, and they keep on growing and keep on growing. So don't live a life of regret. Regret says, man, I messed up. I should have did it then. How come I didn't apply for it? How did it come I didn't do this? I didn't do that. Don't live a life of regret. Live a present life. Present life says, I did what I did. I asked for forgiveness, and now I'm moving on. Now, be okay with people that don't want to move on with you. Be okay. Because some people are not there to stay with you for a lifetime. It just might have been for a season. And the season is gone, and we keep looking back for spring when it's wintertime. You understand what I'm saying? And each season has something that we have to deal with. We have to process. We get to process. Amen? So I'm still asking, what's under your spiritual hood? There it is. Thanks, sir. Only he could do that. Only he could do that. Only he could do that. Thank you. Because in these next few sessions, I'm talking about overcoming obstacles and finding opportunities. Y'all do know obstacles is nothing but setting you up for opportunity. Right, Boston? But see, if we stay in that obstacle mindset, we won't find the opportunity. Because we're too busy dealing with the hurt of that. It shouldn't have been that way. But, you know, because in the this readout of your personality types, in the C personality type, it talks about analytical people. So because I know I got analytical people here and people all over the world looking, so today we're going to talk about Powell-Stern fluid. Okay. Powell-Stern fluid. Now, how do you drive your car unless it's, you got fluid in it, okay? How many of y'all had to dodge some things before? Okay, all right. Was it the thing's fault or your fault? I'm just asking. The thing ran out in the road? Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes you be looking at your phone. But because I got analytical people, I'm going to go ahead and read out the definition of Powell-Stern fluid. Powell-Stern fluid is the fluid used in the Powell-Stern system to create a hydraulic link between the steering wheel and the front wheels, making it easy to turn. Power steering fluid lubricates the moving parts of the steering system, allowing for optimum performance. Everybody got that? Yes. A personality type, C personality type, I got you covered. Yes. Okay. Now, what do you use your steering wheel for? Because see, the things that come out in the road, or things you got to dodge, that I'm not saying God, Jesus is a pastor, but I'm saying the system is the same. He tells us, let me tell you what Jesus does, the power of stirring, power stirring of our lives. He guides us. Now, God is something that God tells us that has a sense of urgency to it. Like, don't go. How many of y'all been told not to go? I haven't been told go back. I'm talking about go back home. I ain't say go back to the ish. Go back home. So wherever God is, it's a sense of urgency and certainty. He's telling you. In John 3:16 says, "So for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish." So he's telling you that's a certainty. If you accept Jesus Christ, that is a certainty. Just like, you know, if there's an accident on the road, you know, a state trooper or somebody, and they'll be telling you to go a certain way. They said, telling you, you need to, have to go this way. So God guides us. Have you been guided? Been given direction? Yes. What you want to share about what he told you? No. I don't keep on going. I'm going to keep on going, Audrey. I'm going to keep on going. What's another thing? The power stirring of God in our lives. He directs us. Directs us has options and outcomes. Direction has options and outcomes. Let's look at, I'm going to read for you, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes steps. So you can have a plan, but God is going to tell you how to step it. Step it out. Walk it out. Back up. But see, it has options available to us. So he's telling us. What option did God give? And I'm not expecting you to talk back because you didn't talk back on the last two. But anyway, I got to throw it out there because I got it set. So just tell me, what's some of the things he told you, gave you an option? Telling you what the outcome was, that if you give, it's given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, where God calls men to give into your bosom. That's an option. Choose life. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. That's a direction. But let me go to navigates. Because people like navigator systems, don't they? Yeah. You get in the car and you put on your system because you know you're going somewhere, right? But you're not quite sure how to get there because the last time you went with your husband tell you he knew the way, and what way was that way? It only took you an extra hour. Man, I'm talking to you because you tough, right? You can take correction, right? All right, I'm just checking on him, Ed. So when navigation is involved, these are all the things that's available with God using your power stirring. So in Proverbs chapter 78, verse 14, he leads them. So remember, when they were in the wilderness, they said, well, where are we going? How are we going to get there? And he said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a cloud by day. And then I'm going to give you the moon by night. But wherever they needed to go, he would just move those things in that direction. And so you would watch, see where he wanted to go. Can I give you a perfect example of navigating? I'm minding my own business. I come out here getting ready to bring forth the word. He said, I got healing in the room. I got forgiveness in the room. See, I'm not going to go my way when he's already told me which way I need to go. Now, I'm just saying, I don't have to have everybody stand up and say that they got healing or they got a word. I know what he did, but will you receive what he gave? So see, navigating is his ability to talk to us about what needs to be done next. Amen? Amen. Okay. All right. So let's find out. Once again, the power stirring system has wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to do and when to do it. Knowledge is the accumulation of facts. Wisdom is when to use them. God can give you a word, and he said, not now. But when he tells you to say something, you need to say it. Because you're not presenting just yourself. You're presenting the answer to their problem, the answer to that situation. So you want to make sure you're operating in his wisdom. If he said, don't say nothing, what are you supposed to do? Well, why we say something when they tell us not to? Huh? Give me a mic over here. Why we say something?
Michelle said because we got a hard head.
We got a hard head. What did you tell you? Hard head is a soft. Hard head give you a soft behind. Why the behind got to be soft? Because you're going to get a beating. Okay, what's here?
Strong ego.
Strong ego. And what does that ego say? If it's strong, what does it say?
I'm gonna say what I need to say.
I'm gonna say what I need to say. Anybody else? Discernment. Discernment is the ability to read what's hidden. Just want to let you know. That's why you're coming to me for counseling. You're coming to me for counsel. I am asking the Holy Spirit for you. That's why I got 15 minutes in between each appointment. Because me and the Holy Spirit got to talk about the person that's just coming in. Because I'm asking for discernment about what is going on. What's the inside? What's down in the dirt? What's hidden? What is the seed? But God gives us discernment. But all we do is operate in it. Well, can I ask you something? If you keep telling somebody something and they don't want to listen, do you keep telling them? So what happens if God is talking to us and we don't want to listen? He's going to stop talking. You understand? So if you haven't heard from God in a while, you got to be ready to ask for forgiveness. Amen? Can y'all take a breath? Can you take a breath? Just breathe out. Breathe out. Understanding. Understanding is the ability to know what to do. And see, this is where we miss it. Can I say where we miss it? Now, we miss it because we think God only deals with godly things. He deals with what the Bible say? He perfects those things that concern you. I had a plumber come over the other day. Some of y'all on Thursday night might have heard it. But I ain't tell you this verse. Before the plumber come, before any person come to our house, we got AC people come, before anybody does anything, we already pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show them what to do. Because sometimes people don't know what to do. That might be a new issue. They didn't see that one. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you in advance for your anointing upon this plumber and me to do whatever's necessary to show us the hidden things and give us understanding. So, I know I shared this on Thursday night, but my wife is electronically driven. She didn't start out that way, but see, I'm telling you about your gifts and callings. When she got in charge of video and started to deal with digital stuff, I mean, my girl be dealing with me, and she said now with a smile, like, have you tried that? So this plumber was in having an issue. He was trying to do this way, and we need to do another way. And I heard a curly voice. Y'all ever heard a voice that somebody told you something before? Yeah. She said, go to YouTube. I said, okay. I said, you stay right there. I'm going to check this out on YouTube. So he was using a wider Allen wrench. You know, Allen? Okay. And so I went on YouTube, typed it in, the model number and everything, and it said 5.16. Use a 5.16 Allen wrench. Came back in there. I said, step aside. So, they came loose just like that. So when it came time to be paid, you know, it's like, you know, she the book lady. So he said, well, you know, really, you know, you don't owe me that much because basically you broke the case. You understand what I'm saying? So I thought God was only dealing with spiritual stuff. So I went on ahead and blessed him anyway. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because God say bless him. Right, yeah. Don't do stuff halfway, guys. Do it all the way with him. If he's the God that's showing me what to do, then let him be the God that bless somebody. Yeah, amen. So I'm just telling y'all, stop thinking that God only deals with spiritual things. When he said everything that concerns you, it concerns you. And he want to hear about it. But he won't force his way in, will he? Right, go ahead, Miss Nicole.
David Online says, how do we hear the voice of God?
It's the smallest, lowest voice that's in your head. And it always brings peace and questions. Y'all understand where I'm going, right? Because we're going to question that thing. If God tells us something about forgiving somebody, we don't want to forgive them, it's going to be the smallest voice. And you think you're getting away from it because when he goes low, it causes us to shut everything down. I thought I heard what I heard. And then you get quiet, and then he tells you. But I'm telling you this, listen to the voice. When the Holy Spirit is telling us something, because now I haven't seen, maybe you have, but whenever he tells me something and I didn't listen and I didn't stop and I didn't pay attention, I've never heard him repeat himself. Because his voice is life-saving. His voice is life-changing. His voice is the voice that everything else needs to shut down so that we can hear his voice. But I'm telling you, so David, answer your question. His voice is going to be the lowest voice that you have ever heard, because everything else has to stop to hear that voice. I'm telling you, man. But he's talking to us all the time. He's talking to us all the time. He cares about everything that concerns us. You stand in your closet looking at which shoe to put on, and he goes, devil. But it's going to be quick, because he know how your feet are. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Try to put on cute feet. You know what I'm saying? Cute feet. That's that shoe that, you know, it hurts. But you thinking all I got to do is walk around for maybe 5-10 minutes with that shoe. But somebody going to call you in, Sharon, and they're going to need to talk to you longer. And that thing be hurt. But if you had only listened, you wouldn't be in that situation. Me and my wife went to the shoe store yesterday because, you know, looking for some shoes to go to the beach. And I put that shoe on. It's a pretty shoe. It was a pretty sandal. Pretty sandal. But that freaking thing hurt. You know, I know leather shoes grow and they stretch, but not in the middle where that toe is. That thing ain't not stretching. I say, no, that's not it. That's not it. Oh, but it looks, now she ain't tell me because she know what I'm talking about. She don't try to wear pretty shoes if her feet, if they don't work in her feet. Can God be in that shoe thing? Yeah. Girl, you know. Boy, you know you shouldn't be wearing that shoe. But he gives us understanding, guys. Let's check this out. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6 in the Amplified. Now we're talking about power stirring. The ability that God gives us to stir past, to stir against, stir around. He said, trust and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. And I'm just going to give him a part of it. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Do not rely on that. Because that doesn't, remember, I keep going back to it. What are y'all going to have to take time to study this day? That God knows the end from the beginning. God knows the end from the beginning. So that's why he said, don't lean on your own insight and understanding. Because he knows what's going to happen if you do what he tells you to do. But he said, trust and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. Not a part of your heart, not a piece of your heart, not a little bit of your heart. In all your ways, ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. How many ways? So does that mean natural things? Anything that you can deal with. Anything you're going through. Anything you're about to go through. Ask him. Holy Spirit, how should I process this? How should I handle this? What do you want me to do about this? And be quiet. Don't ask him something, just keep running. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I ain't got time to hear. I tell people. Y'all hear me say it all the time. He talks fast. Somebody said, And he will make your path straight. We still talking about power stirring? He will make your path straight and smooth. How many of us need some smooth roads, guys? And he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. How many of y'all are tired of obstacles? But what if he already told us about the obstacle and we decided to go our own way and now we're hitting the obstacles that he told us to avoid? All you do is ask for forgiveness. See, forgiveness is the key, man. Because, see, people think that because they mess up, they can't be forgiven. Maybe your mom and dad didn't forgive you, but that's his word. It's a quick place to go to. Now, I don't do that just to do it. I just do the right thing. We all do the right thing, don't we? Yeah. What the kids say, liar, liar, pants on fire? What are obstacles? What are those things? Because y'all know it can be people, places, and things. And mom, ooh, no, she didn't. She said it out loud. Obstacles are challenges. But you were made for challenges because you got wisdom living on the inside of us.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9000. 9505.